Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and happy new moon. I am medium Michelle Stoccatelli of Connecting with Spirit, and I want to start today's show by saying that it is such an honor to spend this time with you. The reason I started Connecting with Spirit was to spend a little time educating people about mediumship, as well as demonstrating that these beautiful connections can be made without any information ahead of time, such as when a caller calls in to ask for a message, I cannot see you, I do not know your name, or where in the world that you are calling from. But those connections can still be made because it is all from spirit. Mediums are messengers who are in between the physical and spiritual worlds, but that doesn't make them any different than any other person on this planet. You have your own unique abilities in this life, and I hope that you are not denying yourself any opportunities to learn about what you are most drawn to do. Live a life that feels right, not one that simply makes sense on paper. If I let myself be dissuaded by, you know, what might have made sense over a decade ago, I definitely wouldn't be on the air sharing these connections with you today. That's not to say that following your heart and doing what you are drawn to do will be any easier of a path than any other, usually quite the opposite. But it is in the challenges we find opportunities to learn, and in those struggles that we find motivation to persevere. Today will be my last show until September. Aside from new moon meditations in June, July, and August, I love what I do more than anything, and so I look forward to scheduling weekly shows starting in September after the September long weekend. If you would like to be the first to know about upcoming shows, be sure to look me up on Connecting with Spirit on Facebook. And if the demand is there, I will consider once again going to hour-long shows so that I can accommodate more callers. And so today I'm going to be taking a few calls before we enjoy our new moon meditation. So let's take our first caller.
Oh, hello.
Hello, may I have your name, please?
Sure, my name's Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Doing good. Well, today.
Okay, and so are you calling into the show for a message or to talk about some guidance or something going on in your life?
A little bit of both. I'm right now looking for a new job, and my mom's sick, mm-hmm. So I'm just kind of wondering what spirit has to say, whether it's a message or someone comes in. You know, I'm open to anything.
Sure. You're breaking up a little bit, so I'm just going to make that connection with you now. And so, of course, you understand, if you've ever heard my show before, that spirit's not going to come in and say, that you're absolutely going to get this job at this time and place because we have free will. But they're very good at providing guidance for you and insight about what's going on and everything else. So I just want you to relax, Karen, and I'm going to connect with your energy, and we'll see if a loved one or spirit guide can come through and tell us a bit about what's going on. Okay, Karen. So the first thing I feel when I connect with your energy, I mean, I'm getting a lot of symbols right off the hop. So I'm seeing like scales, and it's just like you're in the middle trying to hold everything and all in balance, and it's just constantly swaying to and fro, and it's not getting balanced because it feels like you feel very responsible for, obviously not just for your mother, but for everything else around you, as well as, you know, you feel like you need to have employment and you need to get this done, and it feels like you're just kind of spinning your wheels with everything. Does that make sense?
Yes, correct. You're right. You're right on target.
Okay, and so let's see, because I don't know if you're hoping to hear from a loved one, but I do feel a guide coming forward first, so I'm going to just describe your guide a little bit. Are you familiar with spirit guides at all?
Yes.
Okay, so how I see them are spirits just like us, only currently not incarnated. The ones that would come forward during the reading are ones that are with you and have been with you your entire life here. And so I usually during a very brief interaction like this, one will kind of come forward and talk for the group because they know that our time is very limited. But I do feel your guide of compassion coming forward, and she's a female vibration. She's beautiful, long, dark hair. And I feel like she's got a pointed chin, and she looks almost elfish, which is really interesting. And so she's coming forward. I feel like she's saying that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she says every time you feel like you can start taking a breather, it's when something else gets kind of added to the top of the pile, and so it feels like it's never ending. Okay, and so she's expressing that obviously a lot of this has to do with your challenges in this life. Because she's talking about she's saying your previous job. She's saying that it wasn't. Okay, it either wasn't what you thought it was going to be, or it didn't turn out the way you'd hoped it would. It feels like there was some miscommunication, or that it, yeah, it's okay. So she's saying don't worry, because not being in that position anymore is probably for the best, is what I hear. And so I'm feeling like I feel a lot of don't, like the energy I'm feeling with her is don't worry, don't worry. Everything is falling into place. And so even though she's not giving me like an exact day or time or anything like that, I feel like you're doing everything you can do to secure future employment. And I don't feel like you actually need to put a lot of stress or worry into that aspect of your life right now. I do feel like it's falling into place. Does that make sense at all? Okay, good. And so let's see if she can give me anything. Obviously, I can't connect with your mother because I don't have her permission, but I'll see if there's any guidance from Spirit about that situation. Okay. Okay. So I don't know what's going on exactly with her, and I'm not going to ask, but I want to – what I'm feeling from your guides are that it feels like she has been diagnosed with something that it's somewhat progressive. Does that make sense to you at all?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And so I feel like all you can do, like, and I feel like you've already been told this probably by healthcare staff too, where the best you can do is be there to support her and be there for her. But really, there's nothing you can actually do in terms of, you know, making it a lot better than what it is. Does that make sense to you at all?
Yeah.
Okay. And so I feel like she's saying to alleviate some of the, because it's one of those things, you know, no matter how old we get, we still want our parents to be well and all that. And so we feel some sort of responsibility to make things better for them, just like, you know, parents do for their children. But she's saying you're doing a beautiful job and you have to be less critical of yourself, because it feels like sometimes what I'm hearing is, I don't know if this issue is affecting her cognitively, but I feel like she's maybe unknowingly putting more pressure on you than she means to. Does that make sense to you at all?
Yeah.
Okay. And so try to take it with a grain of salt, knowing that it's, when it comes up like that, it's more about her inner fears and not, you know, not really understanding what's going on with her right now. So if you're there to comfort her and be there for her, trust that everyone around her is helping her the best that they can too. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And so I know that it's not really much help to know that there isn't much you can do. It will help you a lot to take better care of yourself so that you can be there when you're feeling well enough and, you know, able to kind of emotionally support her through what is obviously a very emotional and physical issue that she's going through. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And so please know your guides are with you and they love you very much. I know I do feel loved ones around you, but unfortunately we don't have time to connect you with everyone that wants to come through, but I do feel that they're around you and they're very much showing me that they're very proud of you for what you have done, because I do feel like you've shouldered a lot of the responsibility for the family. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, so definitely. Please know that you have a lot of support and a lot of encouragement behind you, and that they're, you know, don't feel like you're making wrong decisions or doing the wrong thing. You're not. You're doing the best you can with what you have, and that is all you can do. And I feel that they're just very much encouraging you to just keep going and know that brighter days are coming, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
I'm going to leave you with Karen. Accurate. I want to wish you so well. Thank you very much. Take care. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am.
It was a wonderful call. I really, you know, and that's one of the things too, is I always wish that, you know, for anyone that has to be, who's in a kind of a caregiver position for anyone in their life, I know that it's so difficult, and I wish you nothing but so much peace and blessings and healing, because it is something that is so difficult to take on. But of course, something that we do with our whole heart, and we know that, you know, especially with Spirit, they see all that you put into it. They see how much love and patience you have when you're tired and frustrated. And so if anyone's in that similar position as Karen is, you know, trying to be there for a loved one who may be not, you know, physically well, or maybe going through some sort of emotional or any sort of, you know, progressive illness, anything like that, please know that Spirit always does what they can to help you through it as well, because it is a difficult situation. I'm going to take another caller. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Michelle? Thank you for taking
my call.
Thank
you. Oh, of course. And so are you hoping to have a connection with somebody today, or you want to ask about a specific thing going on in your life?
Well, okay. Combination. If any of my loved ones come through, including my daddy or my mom, I'd love that. And a little bit about finance or career, all the same.
Sure, we'll see what comes
through.
And so, okay, perfect. So I'm going to just connect with your energy, Carolyn, and we'll see. You know, usually we can only have one spirit come through in the show, but absolutely, I'd be happy to try to connect you with one of your loved ones, and we'll see who can come through. So just try to relax, inhaling deeply through your nose and exhaling slowly through your mouth. Okay, Carolyn. So the first thing I'm noticing with you, even before I started to connect, the first thing I heard from Spirit was that she carries her stress in her abdomen. So I feel like that justice system is where you carry your stress. Does that make sense? Okay. And so I'm also feeling it right in my head, too. It's where it's like, you know, you're trying to, I feel like you're trying to find inner peace a lot of the time, but it's mostly just, you know, kind of going. The thoughts, because the thoughts won't stop. But I feel like that's something that's been difficult. Does that make sense? Okay. Okay. So I do. Okay, so I am feeling a loved one come forward. I'm going to describe them the best that I can. You let me know if you recognize them. Understanding that, of course, I don't have any control of who comes through. So it might be, you know, you might be looking for your mother or father, but it might be like great uncle Bob that comes through. I don't know, but we're going to see. I'm going to describe them the best that I can. And yeah, thank you. Yeah. So we're going to see who comes through. So I definitely feel a male vibration. Oh, and he has, with him, I'm instantly feeling like I'm having a hard time breathing. So definitely before he went home, there would have been a bit of that.
Yeah.
It's in the chest area because I'm feeling, I'm also feeling too, okay. Well, I'm going to get a bit more validation. I like to try to get some strong validation before we say for sure. But I do feel with him that he has this energy of very protectiveness, like a father figure, obviously. But I feel like he's kind of like surrounding you. Like his energy is quite prominent is what I feel. And that would also pertain to his personality while he was here. So I feel like he was somebody that, you know, people noticed. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. And so I feel him coming forward and he's just this force. And I feel like he's saying, oh, let's see. Okay. Well, it feels like he's kind of, I don't know if this is a sense of humor or not, but it feels like he's one who kind of likes to give out advice. So he kind of just goes right into it. And I feel like he's saying that, you know, he's showing me money and it's like, I'm trying to get the exact visual that I'm getting, but it's like he's holding a stack of money and he's like, and she's throwing some of it there and throwing it some of there. And it's like kind of going all different directions.
Yeah.
And so I feel like he's saying, we got to be very much more mindful about where the money's going. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah. So he's showing me this. I mean, I think this is his fatherly way of saying, you know, oh yeah. She's kind of concerned about the finances, but you know, let's look at it a little closer first. Cause I feel like he's saying it doesn't need to be that bad. Like I do feel like it's not perfect, obviously, but I don't feel like, I don't feel like you're in desperate situation just yet. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay. And so he's saying it's more about like, he's like, well, he's kind of saying like, what would I tell you to do if I was right there? We would sit down and we would make a budget. That's what I feel he's saying. And I feel like he's saying, we got to sit down and really look at it. Like what's a necessity and what's kind of a not necessity. And so I feel like there's things that could be let go of for the time being anyway, until things kind of settle down. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Very okay. Good. Okay. And see what else he can say. Let's see. I feel like he's referencing. I feel like what he's saying is, I don't know which grandma he's referring to. He's saying, don't worry about mom. Don't worry about grandma. Everyone's fine here. And so you just worry about what's going on there is what I hear. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. I don't worry about them. I know they're in a beautiful place. I'm very calm about that. Yeah. I'm very. Yeah. Very spiritual, so you know, it comes with the territory.
Very good.
Yeah,
for sure. Let's see, what else do we have? Okay, because I felt like he wanted to say one more thing before we go. Okay, so he's talking about the summer, and I'm just trying to get. Okay, so I don't know if I feel like what he's saying is go up to the lake, go up to the cottage. I don't know if there was a cottage or something that you would have to rent or something like that. But I feel like he's encouraging you to kind of get out there and do that. Does that make sense at all?
I'm looking for a new place, like far away from here. It's like an hour and 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And a small little cute place. It's like a college town, actually, university.
Oh, okay.
And that's where I want to live because I like that charm little, college.
Oh, for sure.
Because you got young people and it's not boring. Mm-hmm. I'm not around boring people. I am. It is boring.
Absolutely.
So I like that feel because it's safe. As well, you know, college towns are extremely, well, at least the ones here, very safe. So I feel like that's where I want to go. So you said cottage, because I'm looking for a place. I don't know what I'm going to find, you know, but I like small places for now.
Yeah.
I like.
Well, I feel
places.
Very positive about that. So I feel like he's helping you find the perfect place because he's showing me a paper and he's like looking. I kind of old fashioned, I guess, but we're looking through a paper. And I see a black and white and we're kind of going through it. And I feel like, you know, just ask for his help because he definitely is not short on opinions. And I feel like he would definitely help you. All right, Carolyn.
Yes.
So I really hope that you've enjoyed this connection. Thank you so much for calling.
Yes, I did. Thank you. You gave me so much love and peace. It's always beautiful. I love hearing from the other side. Love, love, love.
Oh.
I wish I could hear it every day.
Well, you can just talk with them. It's not a special gift. It's something we can all do.
Yes.
Just talk with them, and they're there. Okay?
Yes.
So many blessings to you.
Thank you, bye-bye. Michelle. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You made me so happy.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, yeah, he was a force. It's interesting. I tried, especially when I'm teaching my students, especially my apprentices, trying to explain how different spirits come in. Some are very quiet, and it's almost like you can get barely any information from them, and others just kind of come in like this force, and you're like, whoa. And so it's really interesting. Okay, I think we have time for one more caller before we do our meditation. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, hi.
Hi,
yeah, I can
may I have
you.
Your name?
Can you hear me?
A little bit.
Yes,
it's a
honey,
little muffled. Okay. I'm sorry?
Sharon?
Sharon. Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Sharon. Hi. Good. Thanks for taking my call.
No worries.
I was just, any message from, you know, from heaven, from my family, maybe some guidance on what's going on here?
Sure. I will do my best. I want you to relax, inhaling deeply through your nose, exhaling slowly through your mouth. I'm just going to connect with your energy, Sharon, and we'll see if we can get someone to come through. Okay, Sharon, so as I'm connecting with your energy, I mean, I do feel a few things. Like, I feel a lot of tension in my body, and I feel like I'm kind of being weighed down by, it's not just decisions, it feels like things have been not, you know, feeling that great right for probably the last 3 to 4 months. Does that make sense at all?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so we're going to see if we can get a loved one to come through and give us some insight on that. Hmm. Okay, I definitely do feel a few loved ones around you. I'm going to bring forward this female spirit, I feel. Okay, so I'm going to describe her the best that I can. You let me know if you recognize her. Okay, so this female loved one, she definitely would have had, I'm thinking it's like headaches, head pain before she went home. Her head was definitely affected before she went home. I'm also feeling like it's all down my face too, so I don't know if she had like, issues with the eyes or sinuses, but I feel like she went through a few physical things before she went home. I'm also feeling with her that she seems to have a bit of the same. I kind of feel like she has. I don't know if it's so much her personality, but what I'm feeling with her is that she wasn't always a very happy person. Probably closer to when she went home. I feel like life might have been tough for her, and she tried her best, but it wasn't always very easy. And I feel like you're kind of feeling kind of similarly some of the time. Does this make sense at all to you?
I'm sorry, honey. It doesn't.
That's okay. I'm just going to give you what I get. That's all I can do. No.
I'm racking my brain trying to think.
No, that's
that
okay. I'll bring. Yeah, no. I feel she's probably
she
more of a grandmother. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. I'm not sure if it was my mother. You know, while she was in the hospital, she wasn't happy for a long time.
Yeah,
but,
well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
that.
She definitely is coming through with not feeling happy before she went home. And what I'm picking up right now before I go back, before she got sick, is I would pick up exactly what she was feeling right before her transition. So I'm going to keep going because she feels like she has a motherly, grandmotherly vibration. So we're going to see if we can get some more. I'm feeling tension in her body as well. So I feel like she was probably ill for some time. And it felt longer to her. It just feels like she had a hard time. She didn't like being slowed down is what I hear. I feel like it was very difficult for her to kind of relent and let things progress with what she was going through. Before she got sick, I do feel that she was somebody who, I mean, she's having me smile mouth. I feel like she didn't let a lot get her down, but I do feel that she noticed things were kind of going not so great for her before, like right before she was diagnosed. Let's see. And with her, I mean, I'm not feeling any particular area of pain, so I'm not getting exactly where her illness was because it feels like it kind of started in one place and kind of progressed to others.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and get some about her personality. I don't know how long she's been gone for because she's not coming through as strongly as the other spirits I brought through today, so I'm hoping she's been home for at least 6 months, but she's not coming through as strongly as I'd like. I'm feeling that she had to go through quite a bit of a time after her transition, kind of healing, because I'm feeling still a lot of fatigue in her. Like, you have to understand, we don't have the same physical issues when we go home, but things don't instantly all get better either. We kind of have to go through a healing and get used to being home. So I'm feeling with her that she's still working on her own healing, because I feel like it was a difficult road for her from whenever she was diagnosed to whenever she went home. Does that make sense at all to you?
Yes.
Okay.
But, you know, I've just had so many, I've lost so many people that it's so hard. Can you give an age at all?
Well, I'll see what I can get. I mean, I'm feeling with her specific, like with this one, which again feels like a mother or grandmother. She's showing herself as being,
okay.
Let's see. I mean, I keep hearing 50s, and I don't know why. So this is likely either the time
okay.
she went or the time that she wanted to be remembered by, because I feel like I feel like there was a bit of pride with her. I feel like she does not want to be remembered how she went home. I feel like she wants to be remembered when she was healthy and well. Does that make sense at all to you?
Yes.
Okay.
It's just,
it feels like you're still going through.
Who you've got.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Maybe their message or something would help me.
Well, I'll see if she can bring forward any sort of validation. I mean, she's showing me a garden with pink flowers, and I feel like when she could, she did like to be out, like getting her hands busy, probably gardening or doing something like that. That's the image I'm getting with her. I'm also getting that she's saying that when she was a child, I don't know if she grew up on a farm or visited a farm, but she's showing me like kind of like farmland. Does that make sense at all to you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll give you her message and we'll see if that helps also to validate. I'm feeling with her that, and you have to understand too, I'm also feeling that you're still going through a lot of grieving, which does kind of, it's not easy to make a strong connection, and that's okay. It's nothing you've done wrong. It just means that connection 6 months from now, when you've worked more on your own healing, will definitely be a lot stronger. But what I'm feeling from this female spirit is that as she's coming forward, I feel like she's hugging you, and it's like she's encouraging you to cry and let it out, because I feel like you've been holding back all of the emotions that you've been feeling. Does that make sense?
Yes. You know, and I was
okay.
going to say, when I thought about what you were saying, it almost sounded like she was describing me. She was letting you know what's going on with me, because I'm having the head
possible.
Deals. I'm having.
Oh, you're having all the things that
the
I described.
Age. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right. It just kind of
so
came in my
and every,
mind that.
Yeah. No, it's very possible, because also, too, I mean, every spirit works very differently, and she's very focused on providing information about you, because that's what you asked for, about what's going on in your life,
right.
And she knows we have a
exactly.
limited time, so
exactly.
I'm going to just keep giving her message
yeah.
while we can, and I do feel that she's very much encouraging you to focus on what you need to focus on, because it feels like you're trying to get past it without actually going through it, okay? It's like we're trying to get over the big brick wall of, you know, grief and everything else, and it's creating more physical problems than there needs to be, is what I hear. Does that make sense?
Probably, yes.
Okay, and definitely, too, think about it, you know, after the fact. Go ahead.
Well, the things that are going on, a lot of it I cannot, you know, I can't control it. And I really don't know where to go for help.
Well, let's see if she says. Well, I don't know who she's talking about, because she's saying confide in a good friend. And I don't know if that would actually help you at this time or not. She's not giving me what you're going through, because it probably involves other people and I don't have their permission. But I feel like
yeah.
right. there's a lot of stuff that, again, like you said, you can't control. So you just have to do what you can do in the moment. And remember to call on your spirit guides, to call on spirit, and to ask for their guidance. A lot of this will either come through your sleep and you wake up with the knowledge. You might wake up feeling a little bit more peaceful where this healing is taking place. Most of all, what you need to give yourself is patience and some room to breathe, and to remember that you can't possibly have all of the outcomes figured out, and that it's okay to not know how it's going to be tomorrow. Does that make sense?
Sure, but it's really impossible to do in my situation.
Well,
like,
nothing's impossible. It just takes time to retrain, you know. I'm sorry?
Yeah. I have to take action. I just don't know what action to take.
I understand. I do. And so, let's see. The connection is not strong with her. I feel like she's... Okay. The image I got when she was answering this question was of you driving in a car, listening to loud music, and kind of just letting it go for a few minutes, and knowing and trusting that it will work out the way it needs to work out, and there's very little you can do to change the outcome. And so if you feel like there's decisions to make or steps that you have to take, I would suggest trying to take a big step back first and just kind of reevaluate the situation. What is actually your part in this? How much do you really need to invest in what's going on? As well as what can you do in the moment to release some of this tension that is not helping you to heal?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right. Yes.
And so I feel like she's trying to get you to do things, you know, singing at the top of your lungs, even screaming, whatever you have to do to get it out. Get out some of that emotion because
right.
it's going to block the clarity that needs to come through. And so it might not sound profound, but it's what is needed in this moment. And that's all we can give. And so I'd say
sure.
work on this for a time and then see where you are feeling and where you're at in about a week or so. And then ask them for further guidance on this. And you will receive it.
Okay, honey. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. I wish you so many blessings of healing and love.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You're welcome. Goodbye. Okay. We have a few short minutes for our Numa meditation. I want you to close your eyes and begin to breathe mindfully. That means inhaling deeply through your nose and exhaling slowly through your mouth. With every inhalation, you are bringing in love, peace, the opportunity for happiness and good health. Exhalation releases stress, fear, doubt, and pain. Feel as every muscle in your head and neck begins to soften. The tension in your shoulders is releasing. Your back muscles are calming down and relaxing. Your hip and leg muscles feel like they are melting into the chair. Your feet are planted firmly on Mother Earth, creating beautiful energetic roots of any color you choose, grounding you as you begin to feel lighter and lighter, envisioning any residual stress and unprocessed emotions flowing out as you breathe in life to your cells on every level. Feel the amazing spirit energy that is surrounding you as you relax into this moment. Focus on only one thought at a time as we give ourselves the precious gift of being in this moment, feeling where we have tension to release and emotions to acknowledge. You are a tremendously beautiful individual. Your light shines brighter than you could ever know. Mentally say to yourself, I invite the new moon energy to cleanse me of all energies that are not my own to carry and to bring me to a state of balance, alignment, and peace. Feel these beautiful vibrations swirling around you and through you, breaking up any blockages that prevent it from flowing naturally. You are grounded, centered, balanced, and aligned. You do not have to be everything to everyone. You do not have to do so much in one day to feel productive. Take time for rest. Take time to be kind to yourself. And know that no matter what is bothering you, no matter what you are worried about, it will work out exactly the way it needs to for your highest good and purpose. Release all fears and trust that you are exactly where you need to be in this moment. You are always able to choose what is best for you, and you need not feel guilt for following your own intuition. In this moment, feel gratitude for your time here. Feel love for yourself and others. Feel that everything will be okay. And when you feel ready, you may open your eyes and come back to your full awareness.
I want to thank each of you for listening to Connecting with Spirit. I will be on the air again for the next new moon meditation in June. And I wish each of you so many blessings of peace, healing, and joy on your paths.